Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back on Total Information AM, time to talk a little politics. John Hancock, Michael Kelly joining us. Thanks for coming in for the weekend, guys. How are you today?
Doing great, George. Good to be with you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Hitting Jefferson City first off, the governor signing a bill this week that my kids are thrilled with. It basically moves the start of school back. They are not allowed to start school now more than 2 weeks before Labor Day, basically. So that's going to start beginning next year. The school people, the educators, were all against this, but the tourism folks were for it, and the tourism folks won. What do you think?
Well, look, this is we used to have a school calendar that started around agriculture. It's just the changing nature of our society. Look, I think kids need more time in schools. Maybe the school year needs to be extended, but I'm not sure I have a real problem with what Governor Parson has done here, because tourism is such an important part of the Missouri economy. It's a reality that we need to realize, and we need these young people working in these.
Do you think the educators' opposition is more because of education or more for the convenience for the teachers?
I don't know. It's probably they want to be in control, I would guess. But, you know, Michael's right. Tourism is next to the agriculture. It's the second or third largest industry in the state. And when you add an extra week or two to the vacation calendar for people, that's good for the state's economy, and which that ends up being the thing that funds the schools in the first place is what the state's economy is doing. So I think this is a good move.
So I've got a Hancock and Kelly consensus. I think I should get a prize.
Special award,
some
right?
Some kind of an award.
Give that man a
cigar.
Okay, so let's find something you can argue about. Let's talk national politics. We are seeing a fracture with the Democratic Party between Nancy Pelosi and the more liberal wing on a variety of fronts. We're seeing a fracture in the Republican Party with Paul Ryan slamming President Trump in his new book. As we go into next year's election season, which party is more fractured right now, guys?
I think they're both fractured. And now I think the Republicans have done a pretty good job of keeping most of the disunity inside the tent. And that's certainly, I think, what Pelosi's trying to do with some of her renegade members. But we're living in a very transitional time as it relates to political parties in America. Both parties are changing, and both parties are dealing with internal differences that I think politics is going to look different a decade from now.
And the division inside the Republican Party is a little more mature than it is inside the Democratic Party. They've been dealing with this since the emergence of the Tea Party. And as a result, we started to see Republicans challenging other Republicans in safe districts and really pulling the party to the right. I think what Nancy Pelosi's trying to deal with is with the uprising of AOC and a lot of the far left Democrats who went out and beat other Democrats. She's saying, hey, look, this is all about 216 votes. That means that the Democrats are in charge of being Speaker. And if you have a problem, then target it at me, the Speaker of the House. Let's not target it against other moderate Democrats who may come from states like Missouri, Iowa, or Illinois that aren't way left of center like you may have in California and New York. So it's interesting because Nancy Pelosi has been considered to be one of the most liberal congressmen ever, but she's probably the most stabilizing voice inside the Democratic Party, and I think she's really reacting to what we've watched happen on the Republican side. But there's no doubt about it. We are in the midst of a two-party system that in each party there's almost two more parties.
And that was my next question, actually. At what point, right now the system is pretty much rigged to keep the two-party system in place. At what point do we see a third and even a fourth party emerge? Because I got to tell you, the politics of a Democrat in Queens and the politics of a Democrat in St. Louis, and same with the politics of a Republican in Boston and a Republican in Kansas City, are all extraordinarily different things.
Well, I'm not sure the system is rigged. It's been a system that our forefathers put in place, and this is how it's emerged into a two-party system. Ross Perot died this week, right? 89 years old. He was the first real legitimate candidate to put it forth in a modern times, a third-party candidacy. The reality is he could only get 20% of the vote.
Had he been a party nominee,
he potentially could have gone further. Let's talk about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Donald Trump's not a Republican. He aligned himself with the Republican Party because he understood an independent party had no chance. Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He's an independent socialist or whatever he calls himself. He's run now as a Democrat in both of those elections because you have to be entrenched in one of the two parties. It doesn't mean the parties are always going to be called Democrats and Republicans, but there's essentially always going to be two parties.
And the reason for that is because we have single member districts. And when you run for Congress and one person wins, whoever gets a plurality of the vote wins the election. And all of our elections are winner take all. So in some countries, you have proportional representation. So third and fourth and fifth parties can come along and get a percentage of the seats. And then you put a coalition government together with different parties. That's what happens in a lot of Western democracies, but not in America. We have created a system that, rather than having parties that are very specific about and pure about their ideologies, our parties tend to be broader and take in more people. And it's just it's a matter of taste, which one you like. But our system isn't rigged, but it is designed to encourage a two-party operation.
Well, guys, thank you for stepping in. This is going to be a fun few months, as we go into the election season and into the primaries.
Always is.
Plenty to talk about. Hancock and Kelly, thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,